We are holding Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, the last shaila was that the Mishnah Kedushin said, if you mekadesh for Petach Hamor, Ezeinu Mekadeshes. So he came out, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that holds that Eino Yishova El Shekel, that the Petach Hamor itself was only worth a shekel, and the Yohan holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that holds that when you poido the Petach Hamor with the seh has to be worth at least a shekel. Therefore, if you give her a Petach Hamor for Kedushin, she has no gain at all with it. If the Petach Hamor itself was worth a shekel, so she has to spend the shekel to be paid. The rich doesn't gain anything, therefore it's Enem Kodeshes. So last shaila was, what's the Pshat Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Why does he say that the pigeon has to be to a shekel? Because the kash was from Manashach. If he's makish lebechor adam, so just like by pigeon that then needs chomish sloyim, here also pigeon Petach Hamor should also need chomish sloyim. And the question was, v'loy makish, if he's not makish of Petach Hamor to pigeon a ben, if so, shekel min olay, how does Rabbi Yehuda know to say that the seir has to be worth at least a shekel to be part of the Petach Hamor? So Mar's teretz was, again, the last gemara was, li'elom loy makish, that really does not make the sekish. But if Rabbi Yehuda does not learn out from Petach Hamor. And Amar Rav says, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Because Amakro, the Pasuk says, v'chol erkecho yiyah b'shekel ha'kodesh. Anytime there's an erech, you have to shat some, make a value of something, but it always has to be b'shekel ha'kodesh. As the Vein HaGershom says, the kol erkech in here means kolaymar, kol pidyon, shat ha'poida, has to be at least b'shekel ha'kodesh, has to be at least worth a shekel. But since Petach Hamor is a din pidyon, therefore that's a b'yei sheshit, it has to be worth at least a shekel, this it. Now the Gemara says, Rabban, what did Rabban do with this? Who? Now, on top of the Fyudala, for who? The histik yaksiv. That's what my histik yad means. Rashi says, "I'm the erker lie." That's a person says he's mechayiv himself to give the value of himself to hegdish. V'yein lo k'derech, he doesn't have enough money to pay that. So Ksivu says over there, "Al pia shatastik yad hanoyde." How much he could afford? Yarechenu makoyin. Ksiv basa v'chol erkecho. That's only talking about such a case over there that he has to give at least a shekel. So in the case where he doesn't even own the shekel, then the kohen does not give any pidyon upon him. But it's only talking about a special loch over there by Erkechin, where you don't have enough money to pay the way you're supposed to. So there it has to be that you pay at least a shekel. But could be here by Petach Hamor, the Bon Hod, you could be paid with a seh kol shu, even if it's only worth a penny, you could be paid with a seh. Now Omarav, Nachum says, you know, halacha gedir v'chachomim. We talk a pasuk like chachomim, that you could be paid the pigeon, you could be paid the Petach Hamor with a seh worth anything. But for kama, how much does it have to be worth? So Mor says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef, afilu petruza ba danka, even like a small seh that's only worth a danka, which is 1/6 of a dinar." And the Rashbam says 1/6 of a shekel is worth very little. Still, that's how much you could buy it with. The Rashbam says, "Kol shah afilu petruza ba danka afilu b'sheis kochus and shavel shtus hashekel." It's only worth 1/6 of a shekel. Omar Rav says, Afana Namatinin, what's the name of this? Afana Namatinino. It says, God of the Kotna says before, you can be paid with a seh, whether it's big or whether it's small, no matter how small it is. So Rav said, cheap, of course. Rashi, the Philip, the Tuzah, the Koshu, come Rabban Liel. So Rav says, no. Madhema, I would have thought to say, Kuli, hai loit, so small not. Inamiros, betruza loit, but a truza not. Kamashma, and both, yes. That even though it's not worth too much, even the Ptur Rashi says to Kochosh, it's a very weak one, still, even though it's a very weak one, a very cheap one, you're not going to use that type of a set to be played to your big, strong Petach Hamor. Rav Yehuda Nisiyah Hevle Petach Hamor. If Yehuda Nisiyah had a Petach Hamor, so Shadrin Lekayim with the Rav Tafin, something in front of Rav Tafin. Omalei Kamo Dino Lemaisav Lekayim. How much do I have to give to the Kayim? So Omalei said back to him like this, or Yomer was said, Ayin yof, if you have a good eye, the seller, you'll spend the seller to be paid the your Petach Hamor. That's how much the seller should be worth. Ayin roi, you have a bed eye, the shekel. That's a half of a seller. Bainus of your middle, vergia. That's like three zuz. In other words, a seller is four zuz, and a shekel is two zuz. And he told him to do it with a bainus, that's vergia, that's for three zuz. Omar Rav says, Hilchos Alochar is Bergiyah, that's how much you should spend, 3 Zuz. The Kama, how much is that? Plus a Zuz, you should spend 3 Zuz, that's how much you says should be worth. Now, Ragal Hochi for Ragal Hochi, like it's one more than a stingy one, and one less than a nine toiv, that's called the Beninus.
So Mor still says, Lechura kashiyuchas astirun alochas. Before we paskin, even a kosher was good. Now we're paskin, you have to be worth at least three sloyim, at least three zuz. Mor still kasha. Kan b'bolin loch, kan b'yoysa miyatzmoy. If he comes and asks his shayla, how much should he give? Then we tell him to give a set that's worth a little bit more. It should be worth like three so, three zuz. But if he does it on his own, then echnami, but the evidence kosher, no matter how much it's worth, that's the psak lacha before. If he does it by himself, it's kosher, no matter how little it's worth. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rosh Lakish, mi sheyesh lo petach hamor, v'yein l'sel levdoisa, somebody has a petach hamor, but he does not have a set to be poydered with. So pedeya b'shoviv, if he wants to, he could be poydered, redeem it with the value. See how much money that petach hamor is worth, and the value of it he can give to the kohen. So Laman, who's this go like? Ilaim Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, ho Omar, hekpid wal of Torah b'seh. He said, no, before the Torah is makna v'dafka, you have to use a seh. Mashmi, you cannot use money, you have to use a seh. El ala Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that he also knows was muta bano, and therefore the Torah wasn't makna v'dafka with the seh. If you want, you can give it to Shav, if you give it the money. So the chidush of a seh is even less than the value. Also, you can give a seh. Ravacha masni, Ravacha learned it this way. But Ravina kasha, Ravina yasuf kasha. Now the Gemara says, Ravina kasha, Ravina had a question on this. So Rashi explains that how could you put Resh Lakish Zalocha that says you could be poydered b'shova with the value of the Petach Hamor? And it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Alamaisa, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say Lechur, Rabbi Shimon goes slowly for Lashlali b'dilchasa? So again, Ravina kashale. The klal is, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alocha, Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Gemara in Erevin. Do we passing like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon? And also the Stam Lon Tonic Rabbi Yehuda, here it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that we said the Petach Hamor Tak is also Bahanor before you poyder it. If so, the Yata Mat Aloch Rabbi Shimon, like Halkam Rosh Lakish says now, that you could be poyder it Bishavi with the value of it, the Tamanah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Shlele Fehilchasa. Samara says no. Ella, what you have to say is, Filo Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even you could say that Rosh Lakish goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And lo yehei chomim in hegdish, that pidyon petach hamor can't be more strict than hegdish. Rashi says she poyder the kesef b'shaviv, like that's called the kal v'chomer. Madach real hegdish, you could be poyder it with the value of it. So here also petach hamor pshit, you could be poyder it with the value of it. And therefore v'loy omru Torah b'seh, when the Torah said that you could be poyder with his seh, that's lahachmer olav el lahokal olav. The Torah did not say it to be machmer upon you, that you have to use something more, but adav, the Torah said to be mekel upon you, could do something less. That you do not have to use the shavi of the value of the petach hamor, but you could even take a simple seh like we had before, and it's worth very little, and use that to be poyder the petach hamor. Now, Rav Nachman bred Rav Yosef, Porek le b'shulki b'shavet. He also held like Rosh Lakish that you could be poided the petach hamor with cooked vegetables as long as they use they're the value the same value of the petach hamor and give that to the kohen. Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Huna, ha poide petach hamor shachaveiroi. If somebody goes to be poide his friend's petach hamor, not your own, somebody else's, so pidyonei pod the sakachal, the pidyon is chal, and the ma'aseh the kedusha the yisra noah goes off the petach hamor. The question is now, Iboiluhu, Pidyoino Lepoida, who gets the pigeon, this money, who does it go to? Is Pidyoino Lepoida, does it go to the one now, this Chava, the friend, that was Poidirit? Oiduma, maybe Pidyoino Lebailim, now goes back to the original Bailim. Who gets this pigeon? So Mother says, Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Loiti Borok, there's no Shaila. Kivin diyem a muta b'ano, since he said the petach hamor is muta b'ano, is memoinu de b'aylam hu. So like shita, the petach hamor itself still belongs to the first owner. Even though somebody else came in and was poyder it, so there's no tzad to say the fact you're poyder, you gave the set to the kohen, that you should now receive the petach hamor. No, since the petach hamor even from before belonged to the b'aylam, shita still belongs to him. And therefore you that gave the set now to the kohen, stam, you did your friend a toiva, but you lose out, you can't get anything from it. That's one way to look at it. So I'll leave with Rabbi Shimon, let Tibor, let Kibu, let Mutu Bano, Mumayna de Bailamu. Ki Tibor, where's my Shiloh? I'll leave with Rabbi Yudah, the current Rabbi Yudah. The Yomah that he says, Osa Bano, he says the Petach Hamor itself is Osa Bano before you pray to it. So therefore now the shail was when somebody else is poyder it, who gets the petach amor? So do we say lehegdish madmilei? It's doimet the hegdish. For Achman on the Torah says v'nosan akes of a kamloi, that the one that redeems it with the money, he gets it. So here also maybe the one that redeems it, he has a right not to keep this petach amor. Whoever redeems it, he keeps it. Or do maybe no. Kivan the corner lahu, since the original owner owns this petach amor for the fact that he has a right to be paid with a seer that's worth less than money, and he gains on the deal, so he does have some bailus here in this petach amor. Is so maybe the domel hegdish is not domel to hegdish, and therefore even if somebody else redeems it, still the petach amor remains by the first bailim, and the second one has no right to it. That's the shaila. So Moshe Omer Nachman says Toshma coming here. It says Alocho Hagoyin of petach amor shachaveroi. If you steal the petach amor the bechor of the chamor from your friend, is mishalm tashlume kefil abaylim. You have to pay back kefil to the bailim. You're a ganef. You have to pay back double the amount to the bailim. V'yafar pi shein lo yachshir. Even though right now the owner has nothing, even though it's not his reshus right now, before he's poyder it, but still yesh lo yachshir mikan. He'll have it later on. So therefore, it's called you stole something from him, and therefore you have to pay back the kefil. So churamani, who does this go like? Elaim Reb Shimon. The consequence of Reb Shimon that holds the petach amor is muta b'hanor right now. So my ein lo yachshir. What to say? He has nothing right now. Even right now, also it's muta b'hanor. Ela pshita for sure, Reb Yehuda. This goes according to Reb Yehuda. Now, the sagat adif would tell me to think that lehegdish ma'amin le, you make this vekish, you make this daima to hegdish. If so, the goinev mi base ish omrachmono. Vloy mi base hegdish. The Torah says only if you steal from base ish and not from base hegdish. Since this daima to hegdish, there's no din ganef. The sulay midi, you can't ask on this. This is the clear proof to say that pityon petach amor is not daima to hegdish. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Zasa Banom, still the original owner has ownership in it. That the Bnei makes it like his. And therefore, if somebody else has paid for it, Pshit, it still stays by the first owner.
Yeah. Now it says, the Mishnah Achaz, Bichro of Yachra Shalai Bichro. So kids, when you have a suffix, whether you have a chiyah petach amor, the Mishnah says you have to be mafreshit, v'yahareyu shalai. And then it says, when it's Arayel Shaloi, it's even Nichnas Ladir Lisaser. So tell the Rabbanon, look at this in the Braisa. Kate Sadom has the Mishnah meet to say, Nichnas Ladir Lisaser. That this Sophic Petacham, this Sophic said that you are Mafresh for Sophic Petachamor, you keep it, you even used it for my Sebehema. So, Iyat to Yochlom, you can't tell me, Babo Liyat Koyin, we already came Liyat Koyin, meaning to say, we was a Vadai, a Vadai Petachamor. Rashi says, "Yati yochlem abol de koyinim nostu yisvola koyin shuvah nechdas lisaser loy biyat koyin, not even by the koyin loy biyat yisrof filochos yisrof loy even you bought it back, or else the koyin gave it to you for a present." Shere shenina, because we learned halakeach, if somebody buys the behema, or else vishenita loy b'matana, somebody gives it to you for a present, poti maise behema, it's poti for maise behema. Maise behema is only the 10 new crop that was born by you that year. You have to take off 1/10 to make it for my Sebehema. But it has to be born by you, and not that you bought it or that you gave it for a present. So if you give it to the Kohen, by the Kohen Shit, it's a maton, he can't make Maisa. He gives it back to the Yisrael, also no din Maisa. Ela must be like this. We're talking about now the Yisrael, Shehoyeloi Asor, Sofik Petri Chamorim, the Teich Beis Beisoi. Yisrael had 10 Sofik Petachamos. 10 of them, like the Mishnah we had, cases of Sofik, you have a Sofik where the Zohar and the Kebi came out together, you don't know which one came out first. Shemafresh Alokar is in such a case. Shemafresh Aleyim Asora Shein. You have to be Mafresh, set aside 10 says for them. And the Mishnah says, V'hein Shaloi, you own it. So in this case, where you own it, now it remains yours. And therefore, if you have 10 of them like this, they're Maisib Hema from them. The Mishnah says, Misaila L'Rav Nachman, this should be a proof to Rav Nachman. A Jew that had 10 Sofik Petach Amors, Alokhar is Mafresh Aleihen Asorom, Shane, he could Mafresh 10 Shane, or Meister takes off Meister, Vain Shaloi, because he killed this Alokha, where you have
Sefer, Pitrei Chamorim, even though you mafris a Sefer them, since it is, you can keep it. It's not like you gave it for a maton, it's not like you bought it, but it's like it was always yours. Vein Shaloi, therefore the din of Maisa Behemer on them. Now, the Yom Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravuo, Yisrael, Shaho Yeloi Asora Pitrei Chamorim Vadoyim. A Jew that had 10 Petah Chamors, he had a few Chamorim, 10 of them, each gave birth to a Zocha, the first one. Betech Beis in his house. Shenoflu mi beis avi imoy koyein, that fell to him, it was his mother's father that was a koyein. His mother's father was a koyein. Now the oisei avi imoy, your mother's father koyein, noflu loy mi beis avi imoy Yisrael, it fell to him from his mother's father that was a Yisrael. So Rashi says, the Yoz Chayov Mepidyon the Bishus Yisrael Nodu. It comes out that originally this Chamor like was born by Yisrael. Therefore the Tchalaloch of Pidyon Petah Chamor. So then it went down the Yerusha to the Kain, and now the Kain gives it down to his sons, which are Yisraelim. So what's the Loch now? So Loch is Mafresh Aleyem Asorashain. This Yisrael now has to be Mafresh 10 says. Or Maestrin, and he takes off Maestr Behemer from them, Vein Shaloi, and they all belong to him. Rashi says, Mafresh Asar Shein Lafuki, take off the Yisur, Vein Shaloi, because the man, the Mechayiv Koyin, Hamorish Lassus men, Oises them him, like he Yashin, the son now, or the grandson now, Yashin from his grandfather, that was a Koyin. Said, so that Koyin, what would he have to do? That Koyin, since he yashin from his great father also that was Yisrael, so true, the Koyin now would have to be Mafresh, that's all, but he has a right to keep it for himself. So now that the Yisrael yashins from the Koyin, he has the same halacha, that he has to be Mafresh, set aside, sir, but he has the right to keep it for himself, even though he's only Yisrael, but he's coming bore from his mother's father that was a Koyin, and then where he got it from, he had a right to keep it for himself, so now this Yerush also has a right to keep it himself. That's called Vein Shaloi. The Yom Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Amar Avua, Yisrael Shoh Yeloi Tfolim Memurchim Teich Beisoi, a Yisrael that had tevel, means tfua, wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that did not take off Trumas Amaisus yet. And Memurachim means is Meruach, means he already made a pile out of it, and he smoothed down the pile that already was a chiv ready to take off the Trumas Amaisus. Now he got this Yisrael shenoflu mi beis avi imoy, that he yashin this from his mother's father koyin, that was a koyin. Now of course he had a right to keep the truma, but v'yoysay avi imoy koyin noflu loy mi beis avi imoy Yisrael. Again, the kind of that koyin also yashin it from his mother's father, which was a Yisrael. So it was originally grown. There was a chiv to take off truma semaisin and give it to a koyin. Then it fell the Yerusha to a Kain, so the Kain has the same halacha, that he has to be Mafresh Truma, but he has a right to keep it. And now it fell down to the Yisrael. So halacha is again Maisrin, he has to take off Trumas and Maisrus, but Vein Shiloh, he has a right to keep it. So rather the Trumas Shaboy, he can't eat, he'll have to, he has a right to sell it to a Kain, but he has a right to keep the Mamne Shaboy. Now the Morah says, Tzricha, we need both cases. Both by Maisar, by Petach Hamor, and by Truma. The Yashmin and Kumais only have the first case of Petach Hamor, Mishum the Ko Mafresh Vekoi. So Rashi explains that Mafresh Vekoi means that the Petach Hamor and the Seh are two different things. So therefore, when the first Koyin like Yashin, the Pitrei Chamor from the Yisrael, we look as if it was already Hufresh, as if there was a Seh there ready. So therefore, we look as if the Seh was there and he has a right to keep the Seh. Therefore, when it goes down to the Yisrael, he also has a right to keep the Seh. Havlocha, but over here by Truma, Maton, Mashloi Hurmu, maybe is Kimishla Hurmu Damien. That Lamaisa the Tevel, it's one piece of wheat here, and you do not take off the Truma. It's not two separate things, it's one thing. So, Kozman, you are not Mafresh the Truma. We do not see the Truma to be here. Is a Maloi? So, I say, even though this Koyin Yashin from the Yisrael, the Tevel, but I should not look as if the truma was taken off already, and he has the right to keep the truma. So therefore, when he yashins it down again to the Yisrael, maybe the Yisrael has a regular chiv to give off truma, give it away to the Koyin. So I need the chiddush here also know that still we consider like the Koyin has a right to keep the truma, And therefore, when the Yisrael yashins it from him, he also has the right to keep the value, the mumness of the Truma. Now, the Yashman and Hokkava, we just hear the second case by Truma, there the Yashali Yasurei Minayobei. There you could take off Truma from it itself. The Homonach, it's all here, like from the Tevo, from the wheat that you have, from this wheat itself you take off Truma. So therefore, we consider as if the Truma is here ready, and as if the Kohen has a right to keep it. Therefore, when the Yisrael yashins it from the Kohen, the Yisrael also has a right to keep the Truma. I will hold somebody over there by the Petach Hamor. Kivan this meyalma boy lasuye umafresh v'koyim lemaisa, the Kohen is only yashin this Petach Hamor from his a Yisrael. Now, when the Kohen had it, there was no seder yet. He has to bring another set from someplace else. So, Mela, since he was a mafresh to say it, maybe I should only look at it as if there's a chiyuv of Petach Hamor. And now when the Yisrael yashins the Petach Hamor, he also has the chiyuv to be mafresh to say and give it to a Kohen. We do not consider that the Kohen was already zeicher in this seh, because the seh was not here yet. Is a maloy, maybe I would not say that, so it's richa. Therefore, in both chedushim, both cases, I say that when the middle Yerusha, when the Kohen yashened it, we consider as if by him already it was who first the truma, and he had a right to keep it, and as if it was who first the seh, and he had a right to keep the seh. So now when he dies and it goes down to his sons, the grandson, the Yisrael, he also has the same thing as his Meirish, that he just has to be mafresh to Tleh, mafresh to Truma, but he has the right to keep it. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nosen, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Halakeach, Tfolim, Me'murchim, Me'novi Kechovim. Let's say somebody buys Tevel, you buy wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, that's already Me'murch, it means you're already Nigmur Melachton, that made your pile, you smooth down the pile. So really, that's a Zman Achiv of Truma, but you bought off an Ovi Kechavim. So Lachur is now Maisrin. You have to take off Truma to Maisrin. Pain Shalai, they belong to you. You still have a right to keep it. Rashi says, Ha Truma Atzma, or Moichel Kohen, you have a right to sell to a Kohen. So Gemara says, let's see. To Ma'achinu Man, who is the one that made the Meruach here? Who smoothed down the pile? Like, who made the Gemar Malacha? That's really B'Shas Achiv of the Truma Samaisis. Who did it over here? Silem, if you want to tell me the Machinu Avikichovim that the guy did it, is so the Gon Chom Rachmon of Lodogon Avikichovim. So, Pshit, there's no Chi of Truma Samaisis altogether. So, why does it say you have to be Mafresh and you keep it? The Chur is part of the Gon Chom. Rashi says, the Gunecho Mashatim Marei Chai Betruma. Volei Meruch Avikov, now what the guy does. So, Pshit, the Yapotah. It must be the case over here was the Machinu Yisrael Mirishus Avikichovim, that a Jew made the Miruach. A Jew was there b'shas the Gemar Malach, he smoothed down the pile, but he did it Mirishus, the guy gave him a right to do it. Rashi said the Machinu Yisrael Mirishus Avikichovim. So in such a case, Maisrin, you have to take off Maiser. Why? The Enkinyin Avikichovim Be'at Yisrael Afkiya Miyad Maiser. That we hold that even though a goy owned it, his kinyan is not strong enough to take off the Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since Lamaisa, these peiros, these tfuah, this wheat, grew in the kark of Eretz Yisrael, it's chal Gedusha, it's chal achiv, but take off Shumas and Maisus, even though it belongs to a goy. But just if the goy would have made the Miruach, that's a ptur. But here the Jew made the Miruach, then there's a chiv that could take off Shumas and Maisus. So Rashi says, "Brishus means Shoy Yisrael Oris." The Yisrael was working for the guy, for Kaka that belonged to Eretz Yisrael. The locker is then is Maisa Vein Shaloi. You have to take off Truma to Maisa, but you have a right to keep it. Why? Why does the Jew have a right to keep it like it just sold to a Kohen? Why does he have a right to give it to the Kohen? The Yomla has a right to say to the Kohen, "Ka'asinu Mekayach Gavro to Leimotes Tishpi Yadin Abadei." Listen, I received this from a guy. Now, if the Goy himself would have had this Truma Samaisus, the Kohen can never get it out of his Rishus. So therefore, since I got it from a Goy, I have this sending as a Goy. I don't have to give it over I don't have to give it out of my tunnel to the Kohen, but rather belongs to me, and I have a right to sell it to the Goy. Gemara says, Tanan Hosa, Omelot, the Mishnah in Demai, that says, Hamat Kid Peroitzov, Eitzala Kusri, somebody has Peris. And he gives it for the Kohen, lets the Goy watch it, Eitzla Kusi. Or else the Eitzla Amoritz, he gives it to an Amoritz to watch it. The Locher is, Bechef Koson,
there's still the cheska, since it was the Jews' Torah first, that when you get it back, we still say it's your Torah. Lemaister or Lashvia. Alright, so Kusin, not a guy. And again, Hamaskit Peres Abes Akusi. Akusi is a Jew, just as a Geryem, if they were on the Namakai of the Torah. Or else Eitz Lamorek, so still the cheska Lemaister. Rashi says in Mushorin Haim, if you took off Shumas Lemaister before you gave it to him, is then Chesh, don't be afraid, maybe he changed it around. Or else Shvias, maybe change it on Peres Shvias. But no, we say it's still your Peres, it's still like your Peres, and therefore you have a right to eat it. Lemaister or Lashvias. What's going to be though, Eitz Lamorek Chavim? Let's say you gave your Peres that you already took off Shumas Lemaister, or it's Noki Mechsha Shvias, and you gave it to a guy to hold for you, and they could call Nisha watch it for you on Shemitah, or you gave it to him to watch your Peres. Halacha is then when you receive it back, Kepei Reisav. There's luck like the Peres of a guy. Rashi says, why? You have to be afraid like the Vadei Chafinu. For sure we switched it around. But Torah La'afresh Men Maisa, you have to go Maisa now. So Rashi says, and High Tense Tana holds, the Yeh Meruach Avik Chavim Poiter. That even though a guy made the Meruach here, like what are you afraid about? Maybe he switched it with his own Peres. His own Peres, who the guy made the Meruach, he made the Gemar Meloch, he smoothed down the pile. So she'd be put there anyway. No, this time old, even though a guy made the Meruach, still the Peres was grown in Eretz Yisrael, has Kedusha, the Chiyav Tekel, Shumas and Isis. But Plutti, the Meruachas, Torek, Mishmo, Tekel, Machloik, is the Gemar Meruachas. That's the Loch, Eitzel, the Chavim, Kepei Roysas. We have Shimon, I'm in Demai. Shimon says, no, it's only Demai. Rashi says, Sofik, Chilfon, Sofik, Loi Chilfon. It's not sofik, it's not a vada that's a great change, it's only a sofik that has luck like the man. Now, Omar Rebbe Lozo, Lahafrish, whether you have to be mafrish or not, from these parents that he gave to the great to watch, Kuliyam, Oloi Pligabad, you have to be mafrish. Ki Pligu is a machlekes over here, Litnum Lakoin, you have to give it to Koin or not. That's a machlekes. Tanakamas of Vada Echalfinu, that the guy for sure exchanged it, and the parish you have now for sure is like Tevil. Well, therefore, boy, Miss Nimla Kohen, you have to not only be mafresh to true Mr. Maisus, but you also have to give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Shimon Sava, no. Demai, it's only a suffix. Therefore, you have to be mafresh, but to give it to the Kohen, that's a call of a Moitza Mechaver, all of a Raya, you have a right to keep it. And you can sell it to a Kohen and the money, you have a right to keep. Yosef Rav Dim was sitting down. No, come, Malai Shmaita, said over this halacha. So Malay Abaye said, Taimo de Misafkalon, I Chafinu Eloi Chafinu. What's the reason why you said it's Demai? Because we have a suffix, whether he made a chiluf, whether the guy changed around, or whether the guy did not change it around. Hovadi Chafinu, but Mashm, if we know for sure that the guy changed around your Paris with his Paris, the Kuliyam Aboylem Esun Lakayim. That you tell me everybody holds then that you have to be mafresh to Truma and Maisus, and you'll have to vada give it to the Kohen? So the question is, Ivo Omer Reb Shmuel, if Shmuel said, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halakeyach Tfolim Menodik Chovim, if somebody buys Tevel from a guy, Halakeyach Tfolim Menodik Chovim, Memurchin, so Maisrin Vein Shaloi, that if you buy Tevel for a guy, even though it's a Murach, It was by the Goyes Meruach. He made already Gemar Melochom. Well, because you have to take off Shumas to Maisa, so if Hein Shaloi, you have a right to keep it. So even though you see it's Vadai Peres from a Goy, still it's Hein Shaloi, you have a right to keep it. So Morris says, Dilma Kam Betrum Gedeilo, Kam Betrum Maisa. There could be the difference between Trumas Gedeilo and Trumas Maisa. Now, what should be the difference? So Morris says, As Achrosa Milsi reminded me of something that Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Minayin, how do I know to say, Lelakeyach Tfolim Memurachim, Minovik Echovim, if somebody buys Peris that were ready Memurach, it means the pile was smoothed down, there was a Gemara Meloch already off a Goyi, Shupotim Mitrumas Maitam, Yepotim from giving Trumas Maitam, Wash Nem, and the Potik says, Viel Halavim Tadaber, Viamat Oleim, that speak to Levium that when they take from Bnei Yisrael, so dash like this, Tvolim Shat Lokechem Bnei Yisrael Atam Marfresh Men Trumas Maisa. Tevel that was bought that came from Yisrael, then there's the Chiba take off Trumas Maisus. And therefore, Bnei Yisrael Lokein, you have to give it to a Kain. But Tvolim Shat Lokechem Avik Chavim, but Tvolim, Peris that you buy off a Goy. So the locher is the yat to mafush me am trumas ma'isa l'itin leis makoyin. You don't have to take off trumas ma'isa and give it to the koyin. You only have to be mafush trumas ma'isa benachem b'hein shaloi. You don't have to give it to a koyin. So that we say by vad you have to give to the koyin. That's truma gedola. But by trumas ma'isa benachem rami, that if it's a loch, you do not have to give it to a guy, but rather b'hein shaloi. Shikitz is a special gzeras across of here that by trumas ma'isa you're potter from giving benachem rami. Truma gedola, you don't have such a posik. The loch would be truma gedola, you'd have the chiyuv to give to the koyin. Then it says in Mishnah, the yemeis nenin, if this petach hamor dies, you'll have to know from it. So the Gemara says, the yemeis heichel, where did the petach hamor, or where does this seh die? Okay, basically you had a vade petach hamor, and you were mafer to seh, and now the seh died. Where did the seh die? He later this morning told me, the mispe koyin that died by the koyin. Vinena, by koyin and Mishnah means to say that the koyin's allowed to have enjoyment from it. Kash was pshit, of course he's allowed to have enjoyment from it. Why not? Memoino, did they, it was his money, so Pshita could have an offer from it. Ella must be the case, says the Miss Beibalim, that died by the Bailim, by the Israel.